Okay, I got my notes.
You got your notes?
Got my papers. This is weird, just not doing things on a Tuesday. But
not doing things on a Tuesday.
Let me get the butt going.
The butt?
The butt.
All right.
And we're streaming, so whenever you want to do your little intro there, sir.
The fallout from Elimination Chamber. The Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch saga continues. Is Kofi Kingston the next superstar in the WWE? And more next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant.em Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast featuring Jamin Olivencia, featuring the biggest superstar that's rising right now, featuring the guy that has more emotion, more passion than anybody that's out there right now. And you know what? That's the truth. And you know what? That's real. That's damn real.
I have a small dick.
God damn it!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're losing our minds here in Studio A. It's Shining Wizards Wrestling Talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
And conspicuous by his absence, old gravy leg Kevin.
Oh, poor Kevin Garifo.
Kevin.
He's home with the sniffles.
He's the sniffles and the shuffles and all this other nonsense. Get well, buddy.
I told Kamala to stay the fuck away from me. I couldn't be getting sick again. I was sick last week. I wasn't doing that.
Wonder if Kevin had a little drink of wine.
Push it.
Maybe take he was off pushing your hat.
Push it.
And pull it. What's going on, brother?
Not much. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. We are here live on a special Monday edition.
A little President's Day style.
Yeah, man. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
What do you put on? You put on the old Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah, so because I bought a house, I have to work on Tuesdays. And Kevin's brother got him Devil's tickets for tomorrow night. And Tony's starting a new job tomorrow. So we decided we're going to do a special a President's show.
A President's show.
President's show.
The Italian President.
Hey, well, fuzzle ghoul, huh?
Yes.
Fuzzle ghoul. What are you going to do? Hey.
Babada boopy.
Push it. Kevin is homesick. And
the Kevin.
The Kevin. So me and Tony are doing a, what do you guys say, the two-man crew?
Well, we can't be the two-man crew.
No,
because
what can we be? Matt.
Meet to meet.
Meet to meet. All right.
It's the meet to meet crew.
We're the meet to meet show. Sean Stasiak's going to charge us $1.50 for that.
Just so 300 you know. Because we said it twice.
Yeah, twice. Meet to meet.
Jackass.
Hot off of.
Hot!
I mean, shit. First, let's talk. We did a show last week on a Sunday.
Oh, yes, we did.
Sunday fun day.
Yes, we did.
So there was a couple interesting things that happened Monday Night Raw. I think only because I said last week when we were discussing when we're going to do our show, and we decided to do it Sunday, I said, nothing important is going to happen on the go-home show or Raw anyway.
Of course
so
not.
It doesn't matter. And then, lo and behold, good old Vince McMahon.
Yeah. People don't want to see that nonsense.
It suspends Becky Lynch for 60 days, effectively taking her out of WrestleMania and putting Charlotte Flair in her place.
Yeah.
Very reminiscent of almost like a Stone Cold Steve Austin Vince McMahon feud.
Yeah, apparently from what I've been reading, Vince is really high on Becky Lynch, the character and the performer right now. So I don't know. Like, I'm still, I don't know if the money is in the three-way dance, to be honest with you. Like, I know it's been the game plan, and I know that's where they're working toward, but I don't know, man. Would it have been so bad if it was just Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch at Mania? Like, would that have been a bad thing?
I don't think so. It's, you were so used to it going Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, and then WrestleMania. Like, boom, boom, boom. We talked about it last week. Like, Fastlane is in 3 weeks. Like, there's so much time.
And then Mania is in 3 weeks after that.
Like, it just feels like there's so much time, so there's so much more for them to do. I realistically don't think Becky Lynch is not going to be in the WrestleMania match.
No, it's going to happen. It's just, this is the ride to get there.
And what a ride. They've really been pushing it.
She attacked Charlotte at a house show and then attacked Rousey after that. With a crutch, dude. You see her swinging that shit?
Yeah.
She's a fucking maniac. She did the same shit at the Rumble, didn't she?
Well, did you see...
Well, the Rumble was the crutch attack. She didn't...
No, the crutch attack was last night at Elimination Chamber.
Oh, that's what I meant. Elimination Chamber. Sorry. Too many pay-per-views in a short amount of time.
Now, I know you think I'm a huge Nia Jax fan.
You are.
But...
Well, you've lost a few pounds, but...
I'm very much... Look at... Paige looks amazing. I don't want to hear another bad word out of your mouth, by the way.
Well, she... Lost weight, bro. That's
she looks great. She got her big old bitties. Or all
right, let me ask you a question. When she was like Nia plump, you still were like 10 for 10 on this
Paige?
One? Yeah.
Yeah.
For real?
I always found Paige sexy.
It wasn't like a 9.5. It's like, okay.
No.
Even though the dimples on the back of her knees and shit?
I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't mind.
Two different tastes.
This? Did she take it down? Oh, so... Did you see Becky Lynch's tweet?
I did not, please.
After Vince suspended her for 60 days?
No, I really didn't.
Complete and utter bullshit.
For real?
Yes.
She used the BS word. No stars or...
No stars.
Whoa. Whoa. Look at her arms, dude. She's jacked.
She looks great. She's been on fire on social media. Her videos are amazing. It's very Stone Cold-like.
Yes.
And it's crazy that in this day and age that, like, the biggest thing going on in wrestling in the WWE is Becky Lynch.
It's amazing that it's a female talent to begin with. Because I don't know about you, after watching the Elimination Chamber, there were quite a few decisions Vince made that I'm very happy that he made.
Okay.
Do you want to get into Elimination Chamber?
Yes, absolutely.
Chamber?
Absolutely.
Well, do you want to save our picks till after we talk about Chamber?
Yes, we'll go over.
We'll do that.
How we did and how we failed and all that jazz.
Well, the scuttlebutt before we even get to start the show was that the Women's Elimination Chamber to crown, this is another piece of information that I'm really pissed off about. And thank God Beth Phoenix brings some sanity to the commentary table when the women are involved. Vince made a game time decision to put the women's tag title Elimination Chamber match first, as opposed to main eventing the show. And all they kept saying is, like, this is the brand new, the first ever WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. No, it's not. Because the Jumping Bomb Angels and the Glamour Girls were tearing shit up about what? Almost 3 decades ago? No. Yeah, 3 decades ago, right? 1987, 1988, that time frame. So, you're kind of knocking history there.
Right. Well, your first... There's only been... Prior to the crowning yesterday...
Yeah.
There were 5 WWF Tag Team Champions, women's.
Yeah, but... Well, 5 or a couple of repeaters. Like, they both... The Jumping Bomb Angels...
The Glamour Girls. So, 4 tag teams held them twice.
Okay. Wait, 4
Velvet
held them
McIntyre.
Twice? Oh, I wanted to answer it.
Sorry.
I know this. It was Velvet McIntyre and Princess Victoria?
Yeah, you're such a creep.
Well, because then that set up the fictitious title win in Egypt, wasn't it? That the Glamour Girls won it from them?
That happened. So Velvet McIntyre and Princess Victoria won them at a house show in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, May 13th, 1983. It was, they were the reigning NWA Women's World Tag Team Champions. And then when the WWF withdrew from the NWA, they were recognized as the first WWF champions. So they essentially took the NWA tag titles.
Yeah, and I think the story was that Moolah was in control of those titles to begin with. So when they split away, they actually just bought the titles from her, and that's how they were to bring them in. If you look at those old belts, they still have the NWA written on them.
And then Princess Victoria suffered a career-ending neck injury in 1984. So Desiree Peterson
that's
stepped
right.
in. Then that's where the Glamour Girls beat them in Cairo, Egypt, August 1st, 1985.
Of course they did.
Only to lose the titles back to, or lose the titles to the Jumping Bomb Angels at the first Royal Rumble, the 2 out of 3 falls match.
That's a great match. If you're on the network, you need to check that out. That was the saving grace of that show, to be honest with you.
And then the Glamour Girls won the titles back by beating the Jumping Bomb Angels in Japan.
Which
and
was another match that we talked about where that pretty much put the end to the women's tag team
division.
Yeah,
they won the tag titles by count out too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was Japan. It was Japan, dude. And they weren't supposed to win them. We talked about it on the show. Moolah fucking stuck it to them as much as she stuck it to Wendi Richter. It's crazy.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that. You're kind of like, I get it. It's a huge, huge thing for the WWE to have brand new tag team champions, women's tag team champions, especially with the revolution of this women's division where they're no longer divas. And as we were saying, Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch, like it's essentially the biggest story in the WWE right now. I get the importance, but you still have to recognize the history.
Yeah.
That without the Velvet McIntyres and the Jumping Bomb Angels and the Glamour Girls,
even the Rockin' Robins. You know what I'm saying? The Sherry Martels. Alundra Blaze carried that division for years by herself.
You have
Bull Nakano's and Rhonda Singh, you know? Well, what was her name? Was that her name, Rhonda Singh?
I don't know.
She was the one that was with Harvey Whippleman.
Bertha Faye.
Yeah, but she was Rhonda Singh.
Singh.
No, that was her name.
Like her legit name?
Yeah, but she also wrestled as Rhonda Singh, but, you know, WWE. That's what they do. Yeah, so, but that, look, that whatever, you want to rewrite history, WWE's got a long fucking track record of doing that. But it bugs me. It bugs me, and I see it bugs you, too.
It bugs me, too, because, you know, I was thinking, like, who else does something like this? It's like, pick, like, a Batman franchise or a Spider-Man franchise. Like, they just recycle the movies. So, like, I don't know, if you were, like, a kid and you want to watch, like, Spider-Man, you watch this one, and then you want to watch the second one, but it's different than the first one because of different actors. Like, at least, I don't fucking know, man.
I get it.
Does it make sense? In my brain, it makes sense.
You're throwing away history. And it's a history they're trying to build on. Like honestly, if a black leader stepped up today, I don't know. I mean, I would point to Al Sharpton or whoever. But if somebody stepped up today, that's like completely saying, like, this is the first great black leader and ignoring, like, a Martin Luther King or a Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously not to that scale. We're talking about professional wrestling. But you're ignoring history for the sake of, quote unquote, making history.
Right.
You know?
I see.
I see
what you did there.
It's Black History Month. I'm trying to be topical.
All right. All right. I can respect that.
So they have this women's elimination chamber. And the good, Bayley, when she got on fire, that was the first time that the crowd was actually into the match. First time. I watched it with the kid today, by the way.
All right.
And he said the same thing. He goes, this is kind of boring. I said, you know why? I said, look at the crowd. Yeah? I said, what are they doing? He said, nothing. I said, exactly. I said, if the women in the ring were getting the crowd involved, it would be a much better match. It would be more exciting. People would be into it. So there was that. Nia Jax putting herself through one of the pods.
Awesome.
That was a great spot. And it wasn't contrived either. Like, she went full bore, and they moved out of the way, and boom, right through the pod. The beginning of the match, holy shitballs, dude. You can't lay around. There's nowhere to lay around in a match like this. And there's too many bodies. And they were trying to set up shit. Like, when Sasha Banks does that double stomp, like, from the second... Who was the one that was underneath her?
Who'd she pick?
Sonya Deville.
Mandy Rose and Sonya
Deville?
Mandy
Rose, like, just crawls into place. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It was It was
a lot of it, dude. Like, the Iconics were trying to set stuff up.
That I think that Billie Kay is fucking garbage.
Oh, the is she the one with the black hair with the red lip? Yeah, she screams too much, dude.
Garbage.
Yeah, she's pretty awful.
I felt,
but they were trying to set up too many double team shits. It's like, just fucking just fight. And you know what the excuse was? Oh, they were supposed to go on last, so they had to go on first, so they didn't have time to prepare. It's like, no, dude, I heard from all accounts, they were told, like, earlier in the day that they weren't going to be main eventing, that they were going to be opening the show. And besides, you have 12 professional women. 12 women that you're building a division on. 12 women that are at the show. You've got to be better than this. You've got to come correct. Especially since you're making history. You know what I'm saying?
No, I actually don't disagree. I thought the elimination, the women's tag was long.
Yeah.
So long, and it seemed like it was, I don't want to, you can tell, you could tell where the split is from where the really good women wrestlers are, and then it's a drop-off.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, that's a very
it's
good
a
point.
Big drop-off. Even my girl Nia Jax, she's part of that drop-off.
Yeah, she is.
It's like Becky, Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha, I would even put Ronda up there.
Sasha, though, is probably, she has good days, but she also has pretty bad days.
But, man, the drop, fucking Carmella looked bad. Naomi looked bad.
No, the two spots they had together when they first came in, they were aces. And then after that, they just fell in line.
I didn't have a problem with the Riot Squad. I think Billie Kay is garbage.
Well, you know what else pissed me off, too? At one point, Sasha Banks was pinning somebody. I think it was after they hit, like, their three moves in a row. And Bayley just stands there. But later on, when they eliminate Tamina, four of them piled on top. Fucking throw yourself on top of your partner. Pile on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be in that mentality, in that mindset. This is no rules. Somebody's down, you jump on top. You try to help them out and pin them. I don't know, man. I don't know. There were a lot of moments in that match where I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, it was weird that they let, I mean, did you really have to let every team get in?
Well, that was the thing. Like, once they got down to Nia and that, they were already down two teams, no? Like Nia, they eliminated the Iconics before, who was the last team to come in? It was Nia and What's-Her-Face, right? But the Iconics eliminated somebody before that, didn't they? But I get what you mean. They should have easily cleared out some of that dead weight.
You're right. I'm sorry. The Iconics, they eliminated Naomi. And then the Iconics got eliminated by Nia Jax and Tamina.
Yeah.
And then Tamina
got piled on by the four other women, right? Or something like that. No, because then What's-Her-Name got eliminated.
No, Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan got eliminated by Tamina when Tamina did the Superfly Splash off the both of them.
And then Carmella and What's-Her-Face got eliminated then too, didn't
No,
they
got eliminated first. Naomi was the
first
person.
Oh, by the Iconics.
Yes.
Gotcha, okay.
And then the Iconics got eliminated by Nia Jax and Tamina with the simultaneous Samoan drops.
Too many bodies in the ring, too much nonsense, too many teams trying to do double teams to each other, a lot of like awkward looking around. That was the other thing in the corner. Sonya Deville, was she the one who was going to take the stomp?
Yes.
Like, she's looking around like something happened. It's like, no, you can't do that.
A lot of botches. I did not like it. And my history shows that I am not the biggest fan of the women's wrestling.
Yeah, but
this did not do them any favors.
And all the hype. I mean, look, the final sequence, that was some good stuff.
I was surprised to see that they let it got down to Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose.
I was surprised with that too. I figured it would have been
Sasha and Bayley.
I thought it would have been Nia and Tamina, and then Sasha and Bayley would have had to overcome.
Right.
I wouldn't have minded that if Nia threw herself into the corner, and then it was Sasha and Bayley that did some sort of double team finish. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so
went
Tamina
into the sequence there. Yeah, that I wouldn't have minded. And even Tamina, when she saw Nia was down, she had the look on her face like, holy shit. And at first I'm like, yeah, but you're a tough bitch. You shouldn't have to do that. But then I'm like, wait a minute. Now Tamina realizes Nia might be her meal ticket. Maybe something's going to happen over there too, you know? Who knows?
Yeah.
Let Nia and Tamina beat the shit out of each other for a while. I'll be happy.
I mean, they told the story with Sasha's hurt shoulder. and all that, and how Sasha had to apply the bank statement in a different way.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good. But up until the end, I'm with you. I thought it was...
it was like 90%. It was a botch fest. It wasn't going to save it.
Shit storm of shit.
Can we bring ourselves up before we get to other nonsense?
Yes.
The main event. I was over the moon with it. Enjoyed the shit out of it. Jeff Hardy went through...
Let's blow through the rest of this.
Oh, you want to do the rest of it?
Because there isn't... I mean...
I know. There's not a lot, but I figured...
The Usos beat Shane and Miz and whatever. It was a match.
And my calculation was that it would have happened, but then I was talked into the fact that we had Fastlane in a couple of weeks. But, hey, it is what it is. And Miz crying at the end, or like, it's all my fault.
Well, what? When I felt confident in my pick on Sunday, and then when one of them got arrested... In the middle of the week, I was like, there's no way they're putting the titles on these guys now. But Oos came correct, I guess. I was like, whatever. It was a whatever match.
Yeah. Hey, folks, do yourself a favor. If you're drunk in a vehicle, don't get out and try to square up with the cops. Please don't do that. No matter the color of your skin, no matter the neighborhood, it's going to end badly. Please don't do it. Yes, sir. No, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, she like turned down like a one-way street, they said.
But that's on her.
No, I understand. Stay in the fucking car, dickbag.
Oh, my God.
Unk. Oos. Whatever. Oos. Stay in the fucking car. Pre-show. I don't know if you call it pre-show. Buddy Murphy beat Akira Tozawa.
I think we all picked that one, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Buddy Murphy tweeted out today, I deserve better than this.
Ooh.
So it seems like, from what I'm reading, is that 205 Live is going away.
Yeah.
And they're just going to replace it with another hour of TV.
I don't know. They're really going to just replace it?
I don't know. That's what I've been... I mean, there's nothing set in stone. There's rumors.
Well, look. Drew Gulak went up to NXT. That match with fucking Matt Riddle.
It was awesome.
I'm so glad.
It was so awesome.
My kid went nuts. He was watching that with me. He thought it was great. He started bending my fingers, and he's like, I'm going to give you to Drew Gulak. And he starts, I'm like, remember you tried to beat him up? He goes, yeah, of course I do. He goes, I'll still beat him up.
That's awesome.
He loved it. And, oh, the Matt Riddle where he kicks the flip-flops off? He's like, holy shit, he kicked his flip-flops off into the crowd. I said, he does it every week. It's great. The Ben Stiller from Dodgeball line about that jackass with his fucking air guitar.
Well, yeah.
That's dog shit. I'm sorry. That's dog shit.
The line or the guy with the air guitar?
No, Bowman Garten, whatever the hell his name is. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. That's an NXT only gimmick.
Yeah.
They have to change that shit up desperately.
He's like he'll be like the next No Way Jose. He'll come up here and he's just nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Buddy Murphy retains his Cruiserweight Championship in a great match again. Buddy Murphy delivers. It'll be interesting to see what they do if 205 Live goes away.
He's a star, though, that kid.
He definitely is. And he's bigger than the WWE champion in terms of physically.
Size? Well, there you go.
Finn Balor beat Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush.
Biggest bunch of dog shit ever.
In a handicap match for the Intercontinental Championship.
You cannot book. It's so bad, dude. It's so bad. Because that's all that is. It's like the skinny guy's going to lose. And I never thought, when you brought that up, that was added to the show, I never thought in a million years, after doing that with Drake Maverick, not even 3 or 4 weeks ago, that they would do it again with Lio Rush. But, of course, they did. And Lio tagged himself in, and Lashley kicked the shit out of him when he was pissed off. And if things couldn't get worse for Lashley... We all picked Braun Strowman to beat fucking Baldy Magoo.
That was
terrible times 1,000. So let me get this straight. Claymore's not tough enough. Now he needs Bobby Lashley on his back, and he needs fucking Baron Corbin on his back. I thought fucking Claymore was a man who stood alone and didn't give a shit about these people.
This is going to lead to some shitty six-man tag match at WrestleMania.
I don't want Baron
with
Corbin.
With like a return. It's going to be like... Braun Strowman. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, Jesus.
Ready?
All right. Should I get a pen?
It's Baron Corbin. All right. Bobby Lashley's back without Lio Rush. So it's Baron Corbin, Bobby Lashley, and
Claymore.
Claymore, right? Against Braun Strowman.
I love how he's Claymore now.
Right? And a returning Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper.
Are you joking me? That's terrible.
Why is it terrible?
Why am I writing this down?
That's how Braun Strowman was brought into the WWF as part of the Wyatt family.
Oh, so he's going to be part of the Wyatts?
No, I think it's just going to be like those guys have been gone for a while, so they're going to return to help Braun fight this stupid.
No, I'm thinking Braun Strowman.
Garbage.
If it's anything, it's going to be Strowman, Kurt Angle, and Lio Rush. That's where they're going to go. We're going to get another couple of months of Strowman and friggin' Corbin. Dude, I'm so sick of Corbin. I am sick of Corbin. There's no point to him whatsoever. None whatsoever. Who does Finn go against? I don't know.
Gives a shit.
Gives a fuck.
He goes against the LGBT community. It's because Finn is for everyone. Finn's a fucking jobber. How do you like them apples?
Finn won the IC title.
Ugh, who cares?
So who's he going to defend against?
Let's
see. If you had to pick right now.
Who's on Raw? Seth is doing a program with the Brock, and Seth is hurt. So there's that. EC3?
No way. Dean Ambrose?
Really? Ambrose is going to go after the IC title again?
That's his swan song, dude. That's it.
No.
Finn Balor?
They were going to let Nia Jax beat him up. And they scrapped that, right?
Yeah. They got rid of that. Did you hear? They said something like it was a mistake in the program or some nonsense like that. But apparently it was Vince going, there's no chance in hell this is going to happen.
Who does Fergal? It's a
Fergal.
It leads to
Sex Ferguson.
Right. It leads to a ladder match at WrestleMania. That's what it leads
to. Oh,
just to get more people. So Bobby Lashley will be involved. Lio Rush will be involved.
No, Rob Gronkowski's going to be involved. No, but you got to be careful because you don't want to put too many different people in there because you also have to fill spots for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And the used to be called Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal too, right? Oh, WrestleMania is going to be dog shit in the undercard this year. It's going to be so bad. Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder may be in a fatal four-way for the tag belts.
I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with that. I'd be happy if they won at Mania.
Yeah, I don't
cool
know.
Shit.
We'll see tonight on Raw who Finn matches up with. I mean, who else is on Raw? Ziggles?
Oh no!
Do we get Ziggles again?
I don't know.
Who else? Ziggles, EC3, Ambrose.
You're talking up EC3, and I mean, he did get a big win on Ambrose.
I mean, he beat Ambrose. He's got to do something. You still have Lars Sullivan, who hasn't debuted anywhere, right?
Yeah, I don't. I think Lars might be shelved for a while.
So Finn's the IC champion. Whatever. That title doesn't mean half of what it used to mean.
All right. Well, before we get into Booking Mania, was there anything else that we're forgetting about?
Well, we talked about Baron Corbin.
We talked about the tag title match.
Ronda completely buried Ruby Riott.
She needed to because the Riot Squad are jobbers. Let's be honest.
I don't know.
Dude, the Riot Squad never wins. The only time they won when they were scheduled to win was when the blonde got hurt. Mandy Rose?
Oh, and Bella.
Oh, Liv, what's her face?
Liv Morgan?
Yes.
And Bella gave her a concussion?
Yeah. And then she still managed to get in for that big six woman suplex ditty thing. And then they told her to get the fuck out of the ring again.
Ronda Rousey looked great last night. Her
better
ring
tights.
Attire?
Yes.
Awesome.
You know why? Because she's playing Sonya Blade in Mortal Kombat 11.
Yes, she does the voice. It's great.
But, no, I think it's motion cap and everything.
Oh, really?
I
don't
know. I think so. But still, that's the outfit Ronda Rousey needs.
I agree.
The outfit she had before, she looked like one of these like skeezy like porn star women that dresses in the schoolgirl outfit and like Vince was gonna like teach her a lesson when she got to the locker room. That's how, and she's always tugging at her crotch. She didn't tug at her crotch once wearing that gear, dude. Seriously.
Jesus!
Oh God.
No, I'm with you. She looked awesome.
She did.
She looked badass.
And she did what she needed to do. She destroyed. Because she destroyed the other two bitches on Raw last week, didn't she?
You could have given her more than 2 minutes, dude.
No, she needed to do that because she has to be strong going into Mania. Otherwise, Becky Lynch is just going to steamroll. And they don't want that. They want Ronda to be top of her game to take that loss.
And Charlotte Flair is awesome as a heel.
Yeah.
She is amazing as a heel.
Yep.
She should have never been a babyface.
Well, they tried.
I know they tried. She's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
As a heel. Her coming out and cutting her promo, she's the best. Whatever. They showed footage of her beating up Becky Lynch when Becky Lynch jumped the guardrail. Becky Lynch after the match coming out with the crutches was awesome. And her beating the shit out of...
I was cringing when she was swinging that crutch, dude. I was like, jeez. She was letting her have it, dude.
Awesome stuff.
Letting her have it.
And then what was the... what did she say? So Becky got hurt a couple weeks ago. And I think Rhonda said Advil and ice, bitch. So then that was going around, the picture of Rhonda bleeding from the crutch shot, and everyone going Advil and ice, bitch.
That's fucking crazy.
I thought that segment was awesome. Going back to what you said before, I don't want to see a three-way dance at Mania.
I really don't either.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with it.
I think they're building it correctly, though, to make it a three-way, having Vince involved. Charlotte, like you said, has been cutting these killer promos. And she can go. She's tough, man. I don't know.
You think it's a safe play to put those two in there with Rhonda, being that Rhonda's still she's still green. She's not even 2 years in the business.
No,
she's gonna main event WrestleMania. That might be the play. I mean, it's not a bad play if they build it up right.
Well, I think the one monkey wrench in the whole works is that Rhonda was contemplating stepping away for a while. You know, so I think
was that just Meltzer fucking making up bullshit again?
I gotta tell you this, man. Funny you mentioned Meltzer. Meltzer has been getting a lot of play lately. I don't know if it's this whole fuck Dave Meltzer movement that like brought him out of the woodwork, but they've been quoting him and going to him on a lot of shit that's been happening lately. A lot of stuff.
Who?
Like everything I've been reading about has been like, Meltzer was talking about this, Meltzer was talking about that. The change at Mania, this whole thing with the women's three-way. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, there was something else in the news that I had picked up on that Meltzer was talking about. Oh, Michael Cole. I don't know if I don't know if you had it in your notes, but apparently Michael Cole's stepping away from the microphone completely, like very soon, and he's moving to a backstage like role.
Not if Corey Graves keeps putting his dick and everything in the WWE. How about that weird shit? You're sending me fucking messages Saturday. I didn't know what you were talking about.
There's been updates that apparently his divorce is almost finalized.
Who's?
Corey Graves.
See, she made it sound like they weren't divorced when she put that Instagram post up.
She made it sound like, oh, he was cheating on me and, you know, all this other nonsense. But I don't know, man. Yeah, that's... Oof. You don't.
I might buy a Becky Lynch T-shirt.
You don't shit where you eat. What, the one that says a man?
The man, yeah.
For real?
She tweeted this 4 hours ago. First of all, I love that she refers to Ronda Rousey as Ronnie.
Yes.
This is her tweet from 4 hours ago. Ronnie, did you feel that excitement and passion when the man came around again? That's what a main event is supposed to feel like. Although I'm sure Char shouting into the mic and you scowling for the next 2 months will keep people invested too. You think? ? Fucking awesome. She's awesome.
She's great. And she slapped Triple H and she slapped Stephanie.
And I bet you she gets a shot on Vince before Mania.
You know what? Her slap, that's the stunner.
Right?
Who's Becky Lynch going to slap next?
Right? They are really like, it's very similar to a Steve Austin build.
They need to fly Linda back from DC. And she's got to take a crack from Becky Lynch.
She's hitting all the McMahons.
Oh, my God. That'd be so great.
So that was awesome. And then, of course, now, back to I cut you off before.
Uh-huh.
The men's elimination chamber.
Awesome. Completely awesome. When you want to talk about some fucking heat, you want to talk about crowd being behind the underdog that is Kofi Kingston, that was a moment in time, dude.
So
they made you believe that Kofi Kingston was on the cusp of becoming WWE champion after what, 12 years in the company?
11, right? 11.
And one failed try when they were pushing him against Randy Orton years ago. Remember the stupid?
Yes. You had sent, so we made our picks last Sunday, and then I want to say Wednesday, Tony sent a text message to me and Kevin, and he said, does Kofi being in the match change our minds? And yes. We all said no.
Yeah.
God
However,
damn. Look, man. First of all,
he even pulled out the SOS, everything, dude.
Has there ever been in the history of the Elimination Chamber an Elimination Chamber as talented as this one? Essentially, I might be going out on a limb saying this, five surefire Hall of Famers.
Who's the one you're leaving out?
Samoa Joe. Based off just his WWE stuff, I mean, yes, he was a two-time NXT champion, but we really haven't seen the best out of Joe yet.
Joe's also getting pretty old, too.
Yeah, he's getting up there. But, I mean, AJ's no spring chicken.
No, but AJ's traveled the world. AJ's won world championships in tons of places.
Samoa Joe is... Joe's only 39.
Still.
AJ's like 44.
Didn't Joe come into the business the same time John Cena did?
Joe started in 2000.
Yeah, so they started training together out in California, didn't they? I forget the promotion.
Yeah, UPW.
Name. Yes, exactly. Thank you. John Cena's already retired. John Cena's got 16 world championships.
Yeah, but John Cena went like nonstop for fucking 14 years.
Well, so did Joe, just Joe, not in WWE.
Yeah, but that's not. I mean, look, I've never done any of it, so I'm not trying to disparage what Joe has done, but he didn't do. He wasn't up at 6 at ESPN and doing all the talk shows,
okay,
making wishes for kids and all that other happy horse shit.
Then again, Joe would probably say, fuck the talk shows and, well, not fuck the kids.
I mean, when you're the face of the company, you don't really have a choice, do you?
No, I guess not. I guess not. But no. That was a hell of a match.
Oh,
Jeff
my God.
Jeff Hardy was in there just long enough, got eliminated. How great was it? Who the fuck... Who was going for their finisher and then Orton snapped off the RKO and eliminated him? Who was it? What part of the match was that? You know what I'm talking about, though. And I love
AJ.
Yes. AJ. How great. Orton in these, dude, I love him in these kinds of matches, in these situations. Like, he loves this shit. You could see the expression on his face. Like, he's just got that grin. Dude, Orton, if I was starting a promotion, Orton would definitely be my first pick. Absolutely.
It'd be very hard to argue that.
Because, he works on so many levels. And he's got the facial expressions and the emotions, everything. You look at Orton from when he first started to now, completely different beast. It's amazing.
He really is.
But, man, Kofi and Daniel Bryan had the crowd eating out of their hands. Do you think this leads to the breakup of the New Day now?
I think you have to. Not necessarily, it needs to be like a triple threat situation where Big E and Xavier, they're the tag team. You can still call yourselves New Day, whatever, and Kofi can still be a part of New Day, but Kofi is now the single star. They can be a tag team.
Yeah.
Or just kill the New Day and let them be their own personalities, but I think... This definitely you need to see, like, that shot of Kofi sitting on the stairs with Big E and Xavier Woods with the WrestleMania sign right behind them. You have to make this happen.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't win the title, you have just made another star.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Kofi Kingston has had a legendary career in the WWE.
Well, I mean, he's been around, multi-time tag champ, multi-time Intercontinental champ.
He's held every title except the world title, right?
He was U.S. champ as well, wasn't he?
He's been the IC champion 4 times, the U.S. champion 3 times. He's been the Raw tag titles 4 times, SmackDown 3 times, World Tag Team Champions once. He won an Intercontinental tournament. He won the SmackDown Tag Team Championship 2008. He's tied for the 3rd all-time in the most Royal Rumble entries. Excuse me. He has a Slammy Award. I mean, he's done it all.
What's your take on Dawn Marie, by the way?
What's my take on her?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
Her.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is.
Why?
Just asking. She just popped into my head.
All right.
Boing, oing, oing, oing.
Boing, oing, oing. I love this Kofi Kingston thing. It's such an amazing. I think it was the best Elimination Chamber ever.
That could be.
Ever. Even better than the first one.
So, looking back at the show as a whole, good idea that they switched the Elimination Chamber matches.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
There you go.
100%.
There you go.
Just the difference.
Do you think 3 hours would have made that women's tag title match better? Having 3 more hours to prepare?
No. No.
There you
go. Nothing would have made it any better.
Well, you know what would have been better? My picks for the week. Because
it's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view picks. And Tony took a big shit this week.
Yes, you did.
All right, well, in fairness, Kevin had a bad week, what, last time we picked?
No.
Yes, he did.
No.
Oh, you did.
I did.
Why do I keep thinking Kevin had a bad
I don't
record?
Know. Kevin is...
Kevin's running away with this already.
He's not running away.
He's running away.
And we're not just doing WWE.
Whatever.
I'm just letting everybody
WWE?
Know that. No. But
I
we're
said
doing
the Shining Wizards pay-per-view picks.
We're doing Ring of Honor and we're doing Impact.
We're not doing Japan?
We can do Japan.
Well, maybe not. Kevin, we have to decide that with Kevin.
Yeah. Well, there's only three of us, so if we outvote him, then he's beat.
Well, whatever.
So, final standings after the Elimination Chamber. I came out on top at 5-2.
Woohoo!
I really need to rebound after Royal Rumble weekend when I went an abysmal 7-8.
You sure did.
Kevin, who was the leader at 11-4, he went 4-3.
Correct! Ding!
And Tony, who was in second place at 9-6, he had a little bit of a... He went...
Fucking Lashley.
He went,
I thought you had this ready. Oh, is that what you're waiting for?
He went 3-4. We had late additions to the predictions with the Finn Lashley match and the Braun Strowman Baron Corbin. All three of us went Braun over Baron Corbin, and we all lost that. Tony went Lashley and Leo Rush. Me and Kevin won with Finn.
Never in a million years would I have thought that they were going to do the Drake Maverick storyline twice in a month.
And then I got the... I was the only one to get the Women's Elimination Chamber right. So I went 5-2 this week. So me and Tony are tied at 12-10 for the year. Kevin still has a 3-game lead.
Wow. He's far ahead?
He's 15-7. Kevin had a great... Royal Rumble. Kevin went 8-2 for the Royal Rumble.
I'm going to start just doing Kevin's picks from now on.
Now we're going to catch up. We're going to catch up to him. Look, we're only in February. We got another 3 weeks.
Oh, we got another pay-per-view in 3 weeks.
Fastlane, Ring of Honor 17th anniversary show is coming up, so we can make some ground there. It's going to be a good time. But yeah, the picks were we got some work. I got some work to do.
There were just some terrible decisions made on that show. That's all. Terrible decisions. Terrible.
By me.
I don't know how I got talked out of that tag title match. I don't know how.
It'll be interesting to see the fallout. I'm kind of looking forward to watching Monday Night Raw tonight, just to see how this Becky Lynch story progresses. What happens with Finn Balor, and this whole Baron Corbin Braun Strowman thing. On paper, Raw does not look like a strong show right now, though.
Why? What's going on Raw tonight?
Nothing. I mean, they haven't announced anything yet. But look, your top story on Monday Night Raw is Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
they're not going to be on TV.
Oh, yeah, because Seth is hurt.
Seth is hurt, and Brock doesn't show up for anything.
Oh, great. More Braun, Claymore, Bobby Lashley, Baron Corbin, Finn Balor.
Right,
nonsense.
So Finn is probably your headliner outside of this Becky, Charlotte, Ronda thing. Right, so Becky, Charlotte, Ronda is the big story. Finn is an underlying story. The Revival, who won the tag team titles.
And they're talking about bringing back the old school belts, too.
That'd be awesome if they brought back.
Fucking cool.
They'd be
shit.
Doing the world a fucking favor. They also put a bunch of tweets, like, if you complain long enough, you get what you want or something, of the picture with them and Triple H.
I saw the picture of them with the old school belts photoshopped. I did not see that tweet, though.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. We'd be remiss to mention the Miz and Maryse are expecting their second child. He made that announcement last night.
While he was angry at Shane?
Before the match.
So he was dedicating it to his child and he lost.
No. They made the announcement that they're expecting a second child.
Yeah, so he was dedicating
the match. He didn't dedicate it. No, he just made the announcement to the WWE Universe.
Okay, so he just made his new unborn child, he disappointed that child because he lost.
No, it's...
Are you stupid? Corey Graves said this was the greatest moment in his career, being a world tag team champion with Shane McMahon.
I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no.
You can say what all you want, sweetie. It doesn't change the fact that he's a fucking loser.
I like turtles.
Would you?
Would I? Would I?
What do you do if Becky Lynch starts...
menstruating?
No, making like...
out with Charlotte in the match?
Making like... You cheated on your wife jokes to Corey Graves.
Because
she has no fucking filter.
How great would that be?
Holy shit.
How great would that be?
It'd be awesome.
Oh, do you like Corey Graves going back at his wife going, yeah, you may want to delete that. I already got a phone call. The WWE is going to sue you.
He's a fucking toolbox.
And she fucking deleted it.
Of course she did. I can't stand him on commentary either.
Oh, he's dog shit. Worst. He's dog shit.
That commentary team was bad last night again.
Renee Young is terrible. He's terrible. I'm telling you, the only good thing about the women's matches is that they put Beth Phoenix in. And Beth Phoenix mentioned the Jumping Bomb Angels. Give credit to Beth Phoenix where it's due. Thank you, Beth.
I didn't mind Tom Phillips and Byron Saxton either.
Well, Tom Phillips is apparently the one that's going to be groomed to take over when Michael Cole leaves the broadcast position. However, people are like, oh, I think that's the worst of the two evils, having Tom Phillips step up where Why? Michael Cole's leaving. It's Meltzer. I don't know.
I didn't mind Tom Phillips so much last night.
I just don't. Corey Graves is too much of a dick.
He fucking sucks.
Yep.
You're either going to be Bobby Heenan, or you're going to be a fucking Gorilla Monsoon. You can't be both. You can't try and be funny and be a dick. Just pick a fucking guy to be, or just be yourself. You fucking suck.
And Renee Young, like, she commentates too much like a fan.
And you know what? She should also... I hope she takes a shot at Corey Graves tonight. If he's like, oh, what's it like at home with Dean? She could be like, I don't know. What's it like at home with Carmella? Fuckface.
Didn't she take a shot at him? I thought she called him, like, the Romeo or something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
She called him, like, a fucking petter ass or something at the Royal Rumble when he was, like, being a fucking pervert.
Over who?
Mandy Rose.
Why, she's a kid?
No.
Then why would she call him
a fucking pervert? Whatever, it's all the fucking same.
No, petter ass is a whole different context.
He's being a fucking creep at the Royal Rumble.
Telling a whole different story.
Greatest Elimination Chamber ever? Match, not the card.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's coming up next in Saudi Arabia.
No.
They put everybody in burkas and nooses.
No. Greatest Elimination Chamber ever. I'd say yes.
That one? What other one do we remember?
I mean, last year's Elimination Chamber, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, Finn, John Cena, Elias, The Miz. Ugh, that's like, fuck, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people. That's awful.
They started the match with 3 people?
They started with 2, and then there were 5 in the... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There were 7. 7 in that one last year.
That's terrible.
The year before that was when Bray Wyatt beat John Cena to win the WWE Championship.
And then he lost it to Randy Orton at Mania. Yeah, but they wouldn't have had the balls to do that with Kofi, though.
Remember they did a shitty IC title one a couple years ago?
But you're just looking at main events. Aren't there usually more than one on these shows? Or?
Yeah, but I mean, like, the Raw Women's one last year was...
Oh, that was a fucking pile of douche.
They had a
They did it just to do it. They were just, we're making history. History doesn't mean anything if there's no context behind it.
I don't know. I thought this was a really good one. Outside, like, better than the first one. Because I think the first one is the gold standard.
Was that the one with Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, Survivor Series.
Is that the one where he won the title?
Yeah, Dutch Boy.
Huh.
The fucking awful haircut.
And those awful brown tights. Remember those?
Some of these other. Look at this one for the. Oh, God. December to this member. Bobby Lashley beat Big Show, Test, Rob Van Dam.
Oh, and CM Hardcore Punk was in there, right?
And CM Punk.
That was the one where Paul Heyman wanted CM Punk to put everybody in the Anaconda Vice and just keep winning, winning the falls.
Yeah, some of these are rough. Yeah, fuck. Mike Knox was in one. Jesus.
Oh, that was ECW, baby.
No, this was a Raw one for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Wait.
At No Way Out in 2019. Well, Edge.
Wait. No Way Out in 2019?
2009, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Mike Knox was in WWE in 2009?
Yeah. It was Edge.
Wait.
Defeating John Cena, Rey Mysterio Jr., Chris Jericho, Mike Knox, and Kane.
This wasn't when Rob Van Dam was stripped. No, Rob Van Dam wasn't stripped. He lost the title, didn't he?
Rob Van Dam.
When Rob Van Dam had to give up the... Yeah, he lost in a three-way to Edge. It was Edge and Cena, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then he lost the ECW belt to the Big Show, right?
I think so. Some of these are... Oofa.
Yeah, Oofa Shadri.
Yeah, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say this greatest
could be
elimination
and an amazing backstory to it as well. Amazing.
If you had to give a grade for the Elimination Chamber, what grade would you give it?
I would give it a C-.
C-?
Yeah, I think so. What about you?
Okay, I would give it a B.
Really?
Yeah, and I put it out on our Twitter this morning. 53% of our fans gave it a B. 21% gave it a C. 16% gave it an A, and 10% gave it a D.
I don't know. Overall, I mean,
I think just alone for what they did with Kofi Kingston in that main event.
You push it that high just on that?
Man, that crowd was on fire for Kofi.
You know what? I'm going to up it to a C, because I'm thinking the Finn Balor Bobby Lashley stuff was not completely
terrible. The tag match wasn't bad either. It was just like a tag. It wasn't like a...
But that women's match really dragged it down.
Oof, yeah. And the stuff they did with Ronda and Charlotte and Becky.
You know what?
Cool.
Now you're talking... All right, C+, but that's as high as I'm going.
All right, I'm not trying to talk you into a
no,
B.
But you're reminding me of some of the good stuff. Because
I had somebody reach out to me and tell me today that it was a shitty pay-per-view. And then I told them what I enjoyed and that I gave it a B.
And then they still told you that it was a shitty pay-per-view.
Well, his response was the women's match was bullshit.
Yeah,
they
right.
botched a ton of shit.
Okay,
they buried Ruby,
which I have no problem with.
Finn winning the title was okay. The tag match was shit, and the Elimination Chamber was awesome.
Well, all right.
And now we get to see what they do on SmackDown. Where do they go? Daniel Bryan? Is it Daniel Bryan? It has to be Daniel Bryan Kofi at WrestleMania.
Oh, maybe Daniel
Why
Bryan.
Why would you not? You have to capitalize on this.
Because maybe people don't think Daniel Bryan Kofi's a main event at WrestleMania.
But it's not going to be the main event.
I know, but it's still a WWE title match.
Yeah, but look at... It's such a great story.
And maybe Daniel Bryan brings in, what's his name too? Harper. As one of his other idiots, and they counteract against the New Day.
It's very possible.
All right, book it. Write it down.
It's very possible. Here's the thing that bothered me. Big E kept saying, it's 11 years, you deserve this.
Okay, why does that bother you?
Was he making reference to the title shot?
His career, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's double entendre, you know? You deserve it. What do you think of you deserve it in wrestling? Just because somebody's been around for so long, they've been a good hand, does that mean that they're championship material? Look, I'll give you a prime example. Tito Santana, one of my favorites of all time. Do you think Tito Santana should have been a You Deserve It?
You Deserve It how?
WWE Championship. Even if it's for 3 or 4 months.
No. Do I think he deserved to be in a spotlight like Kofi Kingston. I don't think Kofi Kingston should be WWE champion, but I think what they did for Kofi Kingston last night put him in a spotlight and it allowed him to shine, and he shines super bright.
Okay, so that's your you deserve it.
I think so. I think Kofi, because he was a very good hand. He did a lot of stuff where he was in Intercontinental Champion feuds, tag teams, United States Champion stuff. And then he got put in the New Day, and it was kind of like they had that Freebird thing where he wasn't wrestling every match, and they were doing goofy shit with
pancakes
and cereal and Bootios. And for them to do what they did in less than a week, you know, that's Mustafa Ali's spot.
Yep.
And they took Kofi, who's been around a while, he's a great hand, and they put him in that, and he took the opportunity to shine. So in that aspect, you deserve it. I'm okay with that. Do I think he deserves to be a champion? No. I don't think he deserves to be WWE champion, but I do think he deserves the spotlight to shine and be a major player.
Fair enough.
If he ever gets the championship, awesome. But I think the you deserve it is more or less, it was a chance to spotlight Kofi Kingston, yeah. The athlete and the wrestler, and he's not, like, the Elimination Chamber was perfect for him. He's not walking around with his fucking hands or using the chair as a pogo stick. Like, it was perfect. Like, when Daniel Bryan's sitting on top of the pod and fucking Samoa Joe whips him into the ropes and he jumps up there and he jumps up on the pod with Daniel Bryan, like, that's an awesome spot.
And he's like, what's up, motherfucker?
Yeah, he does, like, the safety fall onto Joe and Daniel Bryan, like... And just all the players in that Elimination Chamber. You mentioned the RKO when fucking AJ was going for the phenomenal forearm. It was awesome. Jeff Hardy hits the Swanton, and then he gets up and he catches a knee from Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
Like, the storytelling was there. It's just good stuff. So I think the WWE has to capitalize, and they have to make Kofi a major player. Does he have to win the title? No. It's very much like a Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels story where it's like he's been doing it for 11 years and it's time for him to grab the brass ring.
Yes.
Don't just put it on him because he's been there for fucking 11 years.
Fair enough.
But boy, the crowd was fucking hot, man. The crowd was hot. Now, where do you go from here?
Maybe we do get that main event at WrestleMania.
You know, you're going to go to SmackDown now. You got all these guys, AJ, Samoa Joe, Randy Orton, Jeff Hardy, Mustafa Ali is on the outside looking in. That was his spot.
Ooh, what's going on with R-Truth? Is he still the U.S. champ?
He is the U.S. champ.
Ooh,
what's up?
Maybe they do the ladder match for the U.S. title.
What's
at
up?
Mania.
What's up?
I like R-Truth.
Who doesn't like R-Truth?
He deserves his moment as well.
That's what people say.
You deserve it, R-Truth. You know what you people deserve? You people deserve a break. And when we come back, Matt's got a whole lot of news and notes to get to. We are not nearly done with the show yet, but as we always say, Matt,
back after this.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B+ Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
What's up? What's up? It's time to thank our patrons from Patreon. What's up?
You're not jumping in with this? I thought you were going to sing back and forth with me.
Come on, Matt. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
What's up to all of our patrons? We want to thank everybody that contributes to us. Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. Good. I got that right this time. Of course, we've got the fucking... Oh, what does Kevin call them? The authors of pain of The Shining Wizards, Anthony and Danny Russinello. Thank you guys for supporting us.
What's up?
Cindy Ardone.
What's up?
Shit, what was Dark Helmet's name? I can't remember his fucking name. He goes by Dark Helmet. Fuck, Ryan Arthur, that's the guy.
What's up?
Kathy Hummer.
What's up?
Manny Crozzo.
What's up?
Mike Martinelli.
What's up?
Sean Cohibo.
What's up?
That's wrong. Sean Toe.
What's up?
And William Mercier.
What's up?
Hey, yo, how do you say Sean Coelho? Coelho?
Oh, I fucked it up. He wrote it in the email.
I know, and we never look at the email again. But thank you guys.
Don't say that on the air.
What's that?
We never look at the email.
No, we do. We get everybody's questions. We didn't get any questions today.
No, well, you send it out. You know, we got to get better at the Patreon.
Well, unfortunately, our schedules are a little screwed up, but we are working on doing some special watch-alongs.
Yes. Now that I am fully moved in to the new house, Studio B is done. It is empty. There is no more Studio B.
Boo!
Don't fucking boo. We're gonna
I know, but it's still sad. It's like life goes on.
What do you think? I was never gonna fucking grow up? You think I'm Kevin? I'm gonna live at home forever?
Oh, good thing he's not listening. He's never listening back to this.
You
no,
idiots.
That was Studio B is done.
Kevin writes to us in a text like, "Okay, I'm out." Like he's got something else to do.
Yeah, he's got fucking AIDS.
Fuck. Now that I closed the soundboard, you got to say that.
Sorry.
You have AIDS.
Yeah, I should have just hit the button. So Studio B is done. So we're going to start getting back on a regular schedule. Facebook will be popping.
Popping.
Twitter will be rocking and rolling.
Facebook's been popping, though.
It has. You guys have been doing a great job.
It's more. Sometimes the topics, you know, don't do so well, but for the most part, they've been killing.
Yeah, so, you know, we're starting to get back into the swing of things. Swinging. You know, I'm not fucking moving furniture and driving 1,000 miles a day.
And for as little as a dollar a month,
$1.
You can be part of the show. Send us questions. Get mentioned every week as one of our producers.
Yeah.
Kick us a little more. We got other benefits. We got watch-alongs, email addresses, banners. Check it out. Patreon.com.
Did you mention special shows?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
watch-alongs,
cool.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Can't wait to actually start doing one.
Yeah, we're going to bang one out sometime this month.
Hope so.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And if you're looking to support the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast, prowrestlingtees.com/Shining Wizards.
Yes.
Now and between
Monday,
President's Day,
today,
and Wednesday. 20% off, code word Prez.
Prez, P-R-E-Z.
Yes. Gets you that 20% off your order. You could buy Shining Wizards t-shirts. You could buy All Elite Wrestling t-shirts. You could buy ECW t-shirts.
You could buy Bruce Pritchard shirts.
You could buy whatever you want.
Exactly.
Buy some t-shirts. Buy some Shining Wizards t-shirts. Buy some independent wrestlers t-shirts. Support the people that you like.
You could get them long sleeve, short sleeve, women's fitted. You could get the soft ones that we love.
Spend the extra $3. You want a major wrestling podcast, major wrestling figure podcast t-shirt, hat? You want a hat?
You want a hat?
Prez, hit Prez at checkout. Put in the code Prez, 20% off. You get a Shining Wizards t-shirt. You get a fucking hat. You're the man.
A fucking hat.
Get a fucking hat. You're a man.
You get a fucking hat.
People be throwing pussy at you, please.
Gee, really?
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to buy a Shining Wizards t-shirt.
Oh, here we go.
A couple things are going to happen. People are going to high-five you. People are going to hate you. People aren't even going to look at you. Those are the three things.
They're all going to happen?
No, one of the three things will happen.
To everybody you meet.
Yes.
Wow.
They're either going to love you.
Why are you not buying them right now while you're listening to our voices?
Right. Prez, P-R-E-Z. 20% off everything.
Everything.
Till Wednesday, February 20th at noon. So get on that shit, people.
Get on that shit. Oh, by the way.
Oh.
If you really want to, if you want to support our buddies at Turnbuckle Throwbacks, my design shirt, the Mukhtang Clan. Get it now. It's now available.
Wow.
You like that?
I have one already. I do. You want to know why?
Why?
Because my wife, her gun crew, they made one. The Retang Clan.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet. Wait, Tang or Tang?
It's her last name, Tang.
I thought it's Tang with an E.
Yeah, Retang Clan.
But this is Tang, T-A-N-G. Why would you not get a Mukhtang Clan? You know what? I'm going to order some new Shining Wizard shirts. I might buy an All Elite shirt. Pick me up a Mukhtang Clan.
Mook seems someone might take that.
Well, Mukhtang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
All right, I guess so.
There you go.
You wanted to do an Amazon commercial or something?
Yeah, if you're all shopping at Amazon. Oh, wait, you do a commercial today.
Okay.
You want me to give you some music?
No, I want to pick my own music here.
Oh, for real? I could do some tech over here too.
I don't want your fucking weird tech music, man.
You don't want, oh, for real?
For real.
I got some good music too.
No, because you have like this weird stuff.
What?
Yeah.
What are you going to play? Some growler stuff?
No. So... This is Mikey Whipwreck's WCW theme song.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Do you like to buy shit from Amazon.com? Well, if you do, go to ShiningWizards.com. Take two.
You like this hat?
You can buy it at Amazon.com.
That's right. Go to ShiningWizards.com, click on the Amazon link. It'll redirect you to the Amazon homepage. Then go about your business. Buy whatever you want. Buy a fucking dildo that you're going to give the low-life Louis Ramos for an anniversary gift.
He's taking on Primetime Amy Lee coming up soon, too.
Yeah. If you want to buy some fucking elite WWF action figures.
There you go.
They're on Amazon. You want to buy some fucking Rachel Ray pots and pans.
There you go.
Just make sure you go to ShiningWizards.com first. You click that Amazon link. We see probably like a dime for every $20 spent.
Yes.
But you know what? That adds up. And that allows us to get brand new equipment. It allows us to pay the website provider. It allows us to give you this show for free every single week.
Giveaways. You guys like when we give stuff away?
Yeah. Even if it takes 3 weeks for me to go to the post office and mail you your shit, you got your shit. Both Royal Rumble winners received a Shining Wizards t-shirt and two random 8x10s autographed by wrestlers that we have either vended or been gifted.
Can you drop names? Can you drop names?
I know a Taz went out.
Nice.
I know a Ricky the Dragon Steamboat went out.
A Taz won't cost us a lot of money.
You're fucking telling me. Ixnay on that. Hey, I just brought a house. And my wife ever found out about that fucking bath we took. Oofah.
Hi-yo.
So get your shopping done. Everyone's doing Amazon.com. They're fucking in your back pocket. They're fucking droids are in your backyard right now.
Well, they're not in New York, unfortunately.
What's that?
Amazon.
Why?
They were going to open that big factory warehouse, whatever, in New York. And people, I guess people...
I know nothing of this.
For real?
For reals.
Well.
You're lucky I remembered last night was eliminated. I had a work event last night from midnight to 2 a.m. I took a nap, and I woke up at like 7:15, and I almost missed the Elimination Chamber. I was like, oh, shit, Elimination Chamber.
So you were watching Elimination Chamber on your way to your gig?
No.
Before you left?
Yeah, I took a nap in the middle of the day. And I watched Elimination Chamber up until about 10:30.
And that's when it ended anyway. Didn't it end at like around 10:30?
No, it ended closer to like 11:15.
Really?
Give or take. Right. Maybe not. I don't know. I left just as the Elimination Chamber was starting, and then I watched it when I got home at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, there you go.
So that's good. I'm running on like 4 hours of sleep.
Hey, can I thank the people that are listening right now on rantemradio.com?
Are people listening on rantemradio.com?
Well, it's kind of hard for them to listen when it's like 5 minutes before we broadcast. We're going, hey, guys, we're doing a live show.
Hey
everybody.
Turnbuckle
Throwbacks.com. My man, Chappy. Well, that sounded like a, whatchamacallit, James Hetfield there, right?
That wasn't bad.
No, not bad.
Are
at
people
all.
Listening on the rant right now, though?
Yes, 3 people.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you for listening.
I have no idea.
Hit us up on the Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Chat us up. We will be doing more Twitter stuff, I promise.
More Twitter, more Facebook, more special
Instagram.
Shows for our patrons.
That's right. Get on that, Patron people.
Yeah, get on it, dude. It's a dollar.
Come on.
Yeah, it's $12 a year.
$12 a year. That's a fucking, that's less than Amazon.
Less
Netflix.
Than Amazon. Yes.
It's less than Netflix.
It's less than a month of Netflix.
Hey, like right? Dem apples.
Yeah, look at that. Bickety bam.
Bickety bam. Oh, hit him with a bickety bam. Oh, my fucking volume was turned all the way down. I suck.
It's
I like turtles.
There you go.
All right.
So Matt gave up.
We got notes. We got a bunch of stuff we still need to talk about.
We got news.
We
need news music.
We need like. This is just coming in from the Wrestling Observer.
Ooh, Dave Meltzer.
4
Yes.
Top NXT wrestlers will be backstage at Raw tonight.
Ooh.
Not saying what it means, but.
Ooh.
Tommaso Ciampa.
Ooh.
Johnny Gargano. Ricochet and Aleister Black.
Invasion angle?
Are all. Backstage.
Dark match.
This is coming from
Dark Match.
PW Insiders.
I defend him when he's wrong. I defend him when he's wrong.
Also, Dave Meltzer has been told that the 4 wrestlers are at Raw and are most likely working the show.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Which kind of, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, we forgot about that too.
Was that who?
Well, also on Raw tonight will be the inaugural introduction of Sasha and Bayley.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
Maybe they can give a riveting interview like they did last night after they won the tag titles.
Only if they're making out would it be riveting.
Ooh.
Nice. Nanny gonna kiss me all the way.
I don't know what that is. Dun, 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 dun. So I'd mentioned before an Uso was arrested. So Jimmy Uso.
And Uso. Wasn't it
Uso.
Jimmy that was arrested?
It was Jimmy.
Jimmy!
So apparently, according to TMZ, they were pulled over near downtown Detroit when Naomi was allegedly driving in the wrong direction on a one-way street. As the police were talking to Naomi, Uso allegedly exited the car despite commands from police and took off his shirt and jacket as if he was about to engage in a fight. The police officer was said to have taken out his taser in fear of his safety. And eventually he was calmed down and taken to jail.
Hey, I thought this was America. I didn't hear no bell.
Now, here's the crazy thing, right? Every time something like this, not every time, but now, like, the rumors start to swirl. This is, like, a crazy time for pro wrestling. Because Wood Rant and New Orton signed with All Elite Wrestling. Rumor is Naomi and Jimmy are unhappy in the WWE. So they're trying to get fired.
So that's why they just gave them the tag belts.
Right.
Just like the Revival.
It's crazy. This is like a crazy time.
It is, because there's a viable place where there's a money man behind a promotion who likes and understands professional wrestling, who's leaving the decision-making of the promotion to guys that have been in the business. Yeah. Vince is nervous. They've been trying to re-sign people for crazy amounts of money, if you believe all the rumors.
Well, did you see that thing where Jericho said he turned down a 7-figure deal to work Impact 3 or 4 matches?
That's crazy. Why would you do that? Why would you turn that down? Why would you turn that down?
I don't know.
He's going to All Elite. He's already had one of his, you know, falling out before they make up with Vince again moments, you know? Look, Dixie's former company is throwing 7 figures at me for a couple matches. I'm taking it. See you later.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Let me see if I can find the exact quote. It was done. Chris Jericho, Impact Wrestling. Let me see. Oh, this is audio. I don't want to hear that. Let's see here. This is from WrestleZone. He was on Wrestling Observer Radio.
Oh, here we go.
With old, good old Meltzy.
DM.
In my mind, from a pure business standpoint, I'm worth as much as Brock Lesnar to WWE as far as what I bring to the table. That's the watermark I had. For me to go back to Vince, I want that kind of deal. When I was starting to talk with Tony Khan, New Japan, and Impact as well, Impact offered me a hell of a deal for a four-match series. We're talking mid-seven figures. They have some cash as well. When they believe in something, they have the money for it. Jericho also said that Vince opted not to match any of the other offers he received and inevitably signed with the new All Elite Wrestling, making his first appearance with the company at January's All Elite Rally. So he really didn't go into detail about that, but he said Impact made a seven-figure. That's pretty crazy. Seven figures is a lot.
Well, like we've talked about before in the show, is Chris Jericho a game changer? Is he a game changer? Is he somebody that ticks the needle?
Yes, absolutely. If he showed up at Impact, absolutely.
So maybe seven figures isn't a bad investment.
Well, it's too late now.
Well,
I never say never. You never know.
Never, never, never.
Never, never, never sing a song about the Sibby. All Elite Wrestling sold out Double or Nothing in record time.
Okay, it said 4 minutes, but didn't they have this rally where they were selling tickets?
They had the pre-sale, I want to say the Sunday, when we did the show here.
Okay, so...
And they said like 90%.
Okay,
sold out in the pre-sale, and the remaining went in 4 minutes.
I mean, look, it's a hell of a feat, but don't get fooled by the four-minute number. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody's fooled. I don't think anyone's
fooled. Well, people have been making it sound like, oh, they sold out in 4 minutes.
Well, you gotta remember.
Look, I'm not taking anything away from them.
But if they sold 90% of their tickets, like, because that news is coming out before Wednesday when they went on sale to the general admission, like 90% of the tickets are gone. It's just like the Ring of Honor thing.
Yeah.
You know, they had that pre-sale. That's the only reason we got tickets, because I was a Ring of Honor Honor Club member.
Ring of Honor Honor.
Ring of Honor Honor.
Ring of Honor Honor Honor.
So right now, which is another fascinating thing, and I think Kevin always talks about it, is the prospect of All Elite Wrestling. But outside of Double or Nothing, there's rumors that they might have a TV deal. But nothing is set in stone yet. So, like, what is being offered? You know, like, yes, they're going to give you a easier schedule, and they're going to give you more money, like a wrestler friendly schedule.
Zip. Sorry, wrestler, I'm too far away from the board.
Wrestler,
I'm in chill mode tonight.
Friendly
man.
Schedule and good pay. But outside of that, like, is there TV? We don't know. All we have right now is Double or Nothing, May 25th. Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, Hangman Page, Pac, Britt Baker against Nyla Rose versus Kylie Rae.
Wait, Nyla Rose is the half and half?
Yeah, transgender.
Okay. Well, we haven't decided what it was yet, right?
No, we didn't find
out. Is it a guy that's a woman?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
She got a dick.
She had a dick. Maybe.
Maybe?
Like, she doesn't have one anymore.
Like, you get that taken off. You keep it in a jar. Like, do you hold on to it?
Like a baby tooth?
Do you cryogenically freeze it in case you decide to want to go back one day?
I don't know if you can go back.
Do you stick it up your ass and fuck yourself?
That seems a bit.
That's a possibility, though.
It seems like a lot of work, though.
Sure.
Like, how do you keep, like...
Well, can you cut... If you cut
like, if rigor mortis sets in and it's always hard, then well, you're good.
But rigor mortis only lasts a couple hours. Then, well,
then how do you keep it like that?
Petrify it.
Plaster caster. Like plastic. The lady.
Yeah, but that's not really yours.
No, but if you take your dead dick.
Yeah, but you don't. But your dick doesn't have to be dead to do that then.
No, but if it's dead and hard and then you like make a mold of it, then what you can put just, your dead dick in a jar.
What if you just fill it with like quickcrete, like something that like solidifies immediately?
I don't know. I don't know. How do you, do you fill it to where it's.
And, like, do you fill, like...
Is it, like, a water balloon? Do you fill it, like, just enough where it's the... Or are you, like...
And do you fill, like, your pee hole and the rest of it just kind of floats up there? Or do you have to, like, dig it out?
I don't know, man.
Like, one of them little McDonald's, like, sugar spoons, you dig out all the meat and you fill it in with concrete? Like a sausage. You're just taking the meat out and filling it with something else.
I don't know. We might have to go to ShopRite and buy some sausage.
Now I'm hungry.
Delicious.
Yum.
Three-way dance.
Ugh.
Double or nothing.
Hope you peek
it. SoCal Uncensored is taking on SEMA and two partners from China.
SEMA.
And two partners from China's Oriental Wrestling Entertainment.
You're not playing the Orient Express music.
No, why?
Whatever you're talking
doing
about.
Doing 100 different things over here. And then the Young Bucks and Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix.
Yes.
So that's, and the Cody still has a match too.
Against who?
They haven't announced it yet.
Well, now, will Nick Aldis be appearing on this show?
They didn't announce it yet. They're hyping Cody's opponent, but he's there was a blurred out match graphic on the latest episode of their Road to Double or Nothing video series.
Ooh.
So that's pretty cool. So we covered in Uso. We'll stay with Elite Wrestling. Huge news came out the other day that The Undertaker will be at the StarCast convention.
Roll Tide.
So I want to say it was last weekend. Last weekend he started his own Twitter and Instagram, and then he removed any reference of the WWE from it.
Now, do you think he's doing that because he's moving on, or do you think he's doing that because WWE said, if you want to do outside ventures, fine, just don't include our name with it?
I think he is moving on.
Ooh. After all these years, they've given him matches at Mania.
I think it's just, after all these years, right? I mean, I don't know the
logistics of it. He probably wants to find out what he's worth.
I think he is retired from in-ring competition.
I would hope so. Aside from that shit kicking he took from John Cena, his WrestleMania matches have not been good the past couple of years.
I think he's done as a wrestler. I think
even that fucking not the Crown Jewel match, that shit was all bad, dude. Like, I liked it because it was nostalgia.
Yeah, it wasn't that terrible. I didn't think it was that terrible.
But you knew
what you were getting.
Yeah.
You weren't, you know.
But
you're
the
not
main
getting
is,
sold a, you know. You see the 67 in the driveway, but it's fucking 2018. You know it's not going to run like a 67.
No, I understand. Especially because it's 2019, but whatever.
Right.
Sorry.
What'd I say?
Didn't want to be a dick, 2018.
Was that what I said?
A dick.
All right. Dave Meltzer.
See what I mean? You asked me earlier. Oh, Dave Meltzer's in news lately?
Look, it's a hot time.
I know.
He's reporting that The Undertaker is charging $25,000 per
hour. So Conrad had to roll some Tide to get him for StarCast. Can I have a little side about Conrad Thompson again? Stop fucking hating the guy. If you're jealous of the guy because he married a Flair, if you're jealous of the guy because he's a fucking super fan, if you're jealous of the guy because he's had three successful podcasts, I don't know what to tell you. Be jealous. Don't be a fucking hater. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
aspire to do something in your life with what he's done in his life.
Here's what Conrad Thompson did. Long story short, he started his own mortgage company.
Yep.
He made a lot of money.
Yep.
He supported a sport he loved, professional wrestling.
Started with the ECW documentary.
And he crowdfunded
the
ECW documentary. So Shane Douglas was flown to his house.
Yep.
And he watched the documentary with him. And then he did it for a couple of other ones. Then he started doing podcasts with Bruce Pritchard.
Ric Flair first.
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And he's fucking worked his ass off for this. You can hate all you want.
Look at this. Before we started this show, how many professional wrestlers were we really friendly with? Honestly.
None.
Like, look, I trained.
I was pro wrestlers. None for me.
I knew Jimmy Snuka. I knew Devin Storm, you know, and a couple of the other guys that I met coming up through Geno's, like Skull Von Crush, you know, Big Vito. A handful of guys from that. Not a lot. So before we sat down here, we really didn't know too many people.
True.
You know? And look at how many people we've met over the years. How many people we're actually friends with, you know? Conrad just did it on a quicker scale with a lot more money.
Look,
right?
If you have the income and you could commit the time to doing it, God bless you, man.
And he's a nice fucking guy.
He's the fucking best.
He's a nice guy. I hit him up the other day. He was looking to get in touch with Alex Wright. I'm like, hey, there's an old email we had from him. You know, like he'll respond to it. And he's like, oh, thanks. But, you know, I already got the hookup with him, but appreciate it.
There you go.
He responds to a, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could be like, fuck off,
him
fuck
and
off.
Jeff Jarrett might be the nicest people.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett responds to every email we send.
He's cool as a fucking kid.
And that's all I ask. When we do all these birthday shows or we try and book people, just fuck, if you can't do it, just fucking tell me. Don't put up that you're accepting emails and then not respond.
Yeah.
Just send me a no. Sorry, can't do it. Fucking Chuck Taylor. Sorry, I can't do it.
And people who didn't see their emails until after the fact apologetically got back to us and said, I'm sorry I didn't see this. Either, hey, keep me in mind in the future, or I'm not doing them at this time anyway, but I'll keep you guys in mind when I start doing it again. Something like that.
That's it. Very simple.
All. Fair enough.
Very simple.
I'm sorry. I took you away from your news.
No, it's okay. You didn't take me away from anything.
Starcast, Undertaker, lots of money.
Awesome sauce. That's huge.
It
especially
is huge.
Because he never really did that stuff, you know?
And that's money where it's like, you know what? If you're going to make me come out of my house to do something, it's got to really be worth my while.
Yeah, not like Taz.
What's...
right?
Well, in fairness...
What? To whom?
To us.
What?
We were sold a bad bill of goods when we vended Taz. Well,
we shouldn't have... We might have given way more than we actually should. You know, there's a lot of...
Fair enough, but...
Someone could have been, you know... It could have been one price, and that person told us a higher price so we could put more in his pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fucking Eric Pleska.
Oh, easy.
Allegedly. Piece of shit. I never
that's
liked the guy.
Allegedly.
That's not allegedly.
Oh.
What else? We got the Underwear Taker.
Underwear Taker.
Underwear Taker.
That would be a great gimmick, dude.
Oh, shit. How do we not come out of break with this?
The Underwear Taker?
No.
Wait. Oh, really? Are you taking off your drawers right now?
Adjusting.
All right, go ahead. It's free country.
Swish myself here. How did we not come out of break with this? The first inductees of the 2019 WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, I thought you were going to Japan for news first. But
no,
okay.
I wasn't going to Japan for news. That'll be like if we run out of...
Oh, but that's a big deal, too. We'll talk about that next.
Yeah, we can talk about that next, but this is pretty fucking big news.
For every you queuing up some music?
I am. There's always an ad. I should have been well prepared.
The World Wrestling Federation. Dog shit every time it's you
like
try to fucking do a video.
I really need to like now that I'm getting settled into the house, like real soundboard, like with all the like just have all the songs ready.
Yeah, but
are you ready?
Yeah. Are you ready, man?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It is announced going into the WWE Hall of Fame, the first announcement.
Which is the headliner, which is weird.
They're going up against fucking the Ring of Honor show.
No, but it's weird that they would announce this first.
They gotta sell tickets.
Fair enough.
They got us. They're gonna try and sell tickets.
Fair enough.
D-Generation X is going in. Triple H, Shawn Michaels, China. Road Doggy Dog, Billy Gunn, and X-Pac.
That's big. That's big that it's like, well, except for Rick Rude, the entire group.
Rick Rude, who was part of the Hall of Fame class 2000, isn't going in 2017, isn't going in again with the X.
I guess he really wasn't there long enough.
No, he really wasn't.
He was there, what, 3-4 weeks, and then he jumped ship anyway?
He was there until the screw job.
Still made history.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
First guy to appear on Nitro and Raw on the same night before.
I feel like
the
he was on
episode.
ECW, too.
Was he still in the can at that point? That was the whole feud with Shane Douglas.
Yeah.
When he was the motorcycle man.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's fucking huge.
Well, let's caveat this a little bit.
Oh.
You put China in with DX, but you don't make room for her as her own, you know, admission. That's kind of strange. That's kind of fucked, honestly. Like, look, you can't sit by, and we've had this conversation before, and I'm going to preface it with this. I love Sunny. Sunny has been nothing but great to us on this show. She's been amazing. She always looks out for us. She calls in out of the blue. Great. Always great. Despite all her personal problems, we love her to death.
Truth.
She's done a lot of the same things that China has done post-WWE. And yet... Sonny is in the Hall of Fame, and they've never mentioned her having a problem with her. They've never suspended her from the Hall of Fame. Nothing. China, who's done more as a professional wrestler, wrestling men, winning men's championships, and she's getting squeezed in as part of DX. She doesn't get her own nod. before this? Is it me?
I don't think Sonny's breakup with the WWE was as rocky as China's.
But you saw the video a couple of weeks ago that she made, like weeks before she died.
Yeah, but why is that surfacing now?
Well,
and who had that video? It's just who's ever in charge of the China, whatever, whatever scumbag is trying to make a buck off
that,
of her name.
See, that's the thing. Like Justin Anderson from Inconclusive Breakdown, he struck up quite a friendship with China before she passed away. They would actually talk all the time. And, you know, it was the same story. Like, she was expressing, like, I'd love to get back with them. You know, like, nobody really wants to reach out to me, though. There's so many caveats. And plus, even at that point, they knew that there were some shitty people pulling the strings behind her, you know.
I mean, yes, Sonny has had her issues, but you have to remember, Sonny didn't go on some VH1 reality show China did. I mean,
yeah, but Sonny also did the porno. Sonny was doing YouTube Skype videos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but China did the one night in China.
Okay, with X-Pac.
Yes, and then she did more though after that.
Oh, Sonny's, she did the spoof where she banged Triple H.
Yes.
And
Sonny's stuff didn't come out till after she was in.
Well, it came out when she was in too. She pooted. Sorry.
That was good. That was a good one. I'll give you that one.
A boo.
I'll give you that one. I don't know, man. It's just a weird. I mean,
she's
in.
It's strange.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how she got in. She's in.
It's just weird. Like, I just wonder why, as a group.
Look,
because I get it. They could have easily said, you know what, just the guys are going in without her. Because
I think it's, unfortunately, it's their WWE is still a business.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, next year you can sell just China going in by herself.
Yeah. It's just weird, though. It's weird.
And I think they're trying to pull out the big guns for the Hall of Fame versus the Ring of Honor Super Show. I mean, the Garden sold out.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, whatever. 18,000 people won't be going to the Barclays Center.
Yeah, but there's going to be, dude, they're going to sell out that Barclays Center. Like, you mean to tell me the 90,000 people coming in for WrestleMania and like, oh, only 18,000 are going to go see Ring of Honor? No.
No, but there's so much going on. Like, I don't know, man. I fucking never watched the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that when they come out for Mania, they're doing the
Hall
of Fame.
They do all the
NXT
stuff. I get it. I don't know. The fucking Hall of Fame sucks.
I don't mind it. A lot of times there's always a couple of good speeches that really, you know, make it.
Sure.
I won't sit there and watch it while it's airing. But if somebody says, hey, did you see so-and-so's speech? I will go back and watch it.
Yeah, not me. I could really care less. There's nothing.
I'm sorry if I'm boring you.
No, I'm sorry.
Are the devil's on or something?
I'm on like fucking 4 hours
of sleep. All right, well then let's go. Then let's.
There's no, I don't, I'm not looking to rush. I'm just.
But no, but let's get moving through the
rest
of
the. So that's huge, man. So Sean goes in twice. It's the first time for Triple H and the rest of the crew.
And
I don't think the Road Doggy or Billy Gunn, I mean, if you're in as part of DX, I don't think they go in as the New Age Outlaws again, right? That's
I don't know. New Age Outlaws was a pretty revolutionary team at the
time.
Sure,
but they were essentially always under the DX banner.
Yeah, but they also had, like, what, 7 or 8 tag titles?
Yeah, but as they were members of DX.
They were champs before that. Didn't they have a couple of runs before they joined DX?
I think they had one before they joined DX where they were kind of, like,
you're probably right.
Like DX, they were like,
and Billy Gunn got fired anyway for doing the drugs, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
When he was a producer down at NXT or a trainer or some nonsense, did he get busted shooting stuff up when he was doing his bodybuilding on the side?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that was a story. Yeah, that was a story a while ago.
Oh,
yeah,
that's news to me.
Looks like the Road Dogg should be doing some steroids.
Because outside of the New Age Outlaws, with all due respect to the Road Doggy Dog and the Billy Gunn, they really didn't have good careers.
Not as singles.
No.
They really...
No.
They,
the Roadie, the Real Double J.
Their melding together was definitely the tag team scene.
Fucking rockabilly.
There's nothing wrong with that. They had a great career as a team.
Yeah, no, they had a great career as a
tag
team.
But the one Billy Gunn...
Ugh. Oh, didn't he win a King of the Ring?
Yes.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yuck. Former hardcore champion Billy Gunn.
Yuck. Ugh. I think X-Pac...
X-Pac!
I think he belongs in by himself.
He should be by himself, absolutely. Everything he did in WCW, everything he did WWE, absolutely.
Just for that 1-2-3 kid thing, that first run in the WWF. Like,
hey,
fuck.
Is the NWO in the Hall of Fame yet? No.
I don't think so.
All three of the original members are.
Yes.
But not
as the NWO.
And Scott Hall was the last one to go in.
Hey, yo.
Yes.
Yeah, because I watched his...
His speech was good. It was short. It was meaningful, heartfelt, and to the point.
I watched his documentary the other night.
Hey. Dally.
What a fucking mess.
Dally. Dude. They're all messes, dude.
Holy shit, what a mess.
Oh, this is the episode of ECW I talked about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What else do we have, Tony?
Jay White? Jay White.
Do you want to go Jay White?
Jay White, yeah, because I'm the expert on Japanese wrestling.
You are the expert on Japanese wrestling.
So Switchblade Jay White is the ninth gaijin to win the IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
Yes.
Defeating Tanahashi, who's now a seven-time loser, isn't
Tanahashi.
He?
Tanahashi.
Whatever. Is this was his fifth reign or sixth reign that we talked about?
Tanahashi, I want to say this was his...
I want to say sixth too, right?
Tanahashi.
Doesn't matter. He's a transitional champion in the harshest sense of the word.
Wow, really?
A month, dude. How long was he champ? A month.
All right.
Why couldn't Kenny Omega just lose to Jay White? Would it have mattered?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Tanahashi, he lost.
Tanahashi.
Hashihasho.
And he's been the IWGP Heavyweight Champion eight times.
Eight times. Oh. So you know how many times he's lost, Matt?
He's a fucking loser, and he lost to Jay White. The guy I always think is JYD.
I think it's awesome.
But
I think
this is a big deal. Like, Jay White hasn't been around that long.
No,
overall,
the
right?
Switchblade character's only been around for about a year and change.
There you go.
So it's huge.
So New Japan doesn't like making money.
What the fuck? What? What are you talking about?
I'm teasing.
You're fucking crazy, man.
Well, look, they're all about tradition, right? So they're taking a big risk putting a title on a guy that's only been in this character for, what'd you say, a year?
November 2017.
So this is a big risk for them.
Well, he's got Gato.
After it took a year for Kenny Omega to build up to that title win, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't he just the U.S. champion not too long ago?
Who?
Jay White, wasn't he?
Yes, he beat Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
To become the second IWGP United States
champion.
So they're
strapping a rocket to this kid. Crazy. No?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, he's the leader of the Bullet Club.
Oh, this shit again. I thought that shit was done.
No, he's with
So he's like the Stevie Ray of the Bullet Club now.
No! Stevie, with all due respect to Stevie Ray, he's not an IWGP Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, but he was the leader of the NWO.
No, he wasn't.
For a little while.
You're fucking drunk.
He was the leader of NWO Hollywood, wasn't he?
Go home, you're drunk. Jay White will make his first title defense at the G1 Supercard against the winner of the New Japan Cup.
Is that the show we're going to?
Yes.
Yes! Great.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
All the characters and all the people in New Japan, and we get to see the American.
He's not a fucking American.
He's Canadian, isn't he?
No, he's from New Zealand.
Oh, Christ! Does he come to the ring bobbing his arms, licking kids? Please tell me that the Switchblade does that. But instead of licking kids, he stabs parents. Please tell me that's his gimmick.
No.
Can we get the Bushwhackers theme? Do I have it?
That is not his gimmick.
Give me the Bushwhackers theme. Come on. I can do a whole rant on this.
All right, I think I actually have it here.
I should have had it on here. Fuck.
I'll pull it up. Relax.
Come on.
What is your rant?
Whoa! I beat Tanahashi, mate! Yeah! Your pop looked like you need a stabbing, love! Oi, oi!
Sports entertainment.
Oh, here we go. You fucked it all up. Coming down the aisle... Oh, shit. If Fink calls him to the ring at the Garden, that would make it 100% better. Your IWGP World Champion. The head licker, Jay White.
Mate, I beat Tanahashi. That's right, mate. We're Jameson. Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's it?
Well, you're not asking me any questions.
All right, Mr. White.
Yeah!
Who would you like to face?
I want to face Kanahasho again so I can beat him!
What overpriced food chain would you eat at in the area surrounding Madison Square Garden?
Panda Express! Whoa!
Really? No New Zealand, Australian place?
No, it's better than the food I've been eating in Japan!
Tell us the truth about koala bears.
They're nice and tight in their bum holes!
I feel like they carry like gonorrhea and stuff. Like they're disgusting, actually.
They carry my sperm in their bum holes!
When you come to...
I come all the time, mate!
When you come to the G1, will you bring a knife?
Of course I will. I'm the Switchblade. Stupid. You dumb cracker. Cry me, cracker, cracko.
Which Crocodile Dundee is the best?
No, I'm Switch. Switchblade, not Witchblade.
No, but...
I don't put potions on people.
No. But which Crocodile Dundee movie is the best? Which, do you have a preference?
I like the one where he's banging that blonde-haired chick, smoking the crack and doing the cocaine. Whoa!
Okay, let's see here. We have...
My throat hurts.
It's okay. We have... There's Crocodile Dundee, right? That's the first
right.
one. Right?
Right, okay. Right.
It's the second highest grossing film in the United States in 1986.
Well, I thought it was good. I didn't think it was gross.
All right. Damn, how many Crocodile Dundees were there?
Like five.
Right? There was Crocodile Dundee.
All right.
And then Crocodile Dundee 2.
Obviously.
That's the one where he comes to the States, right?
Comes again and again, love.
That's with the blonde chick.
Right.
She's got the
She's got the hair from banging the koalas, mate.
Right.
Right. Crocky.
So one or two or three?
All of them. I take them all. I'm hardcore. Yeah.
All right. Jay White's got to go.
Jay White's done? done with Jay White?
Oh, I've long been done with him.
Okay. Fair enough. So you're not excited to see him at the Supercard?
No, I will be. It's just weird that we're going to see a white guy main eventing. I don't know. Like we can see white guys in Ring of Honor, no?
Sure.
Look, I'm a Japanese expert. I need to learn about the Japanese guys.
I understand. Kevin has confirmed with us that Stevie Ray was apparently he won the leadership role of the NWO in a four-man battle royal. Right? Hold on. This is why the NWO is fucking garbage. Okay? On the August 5th. On the April 5th episode of Monday Nitro 1999, right? The leadership role of the NWO was at stake between Stevie Ray, Brian Adams, Horace Hogan, and Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent was in there, bro. Equality.
The NWO is fucking garbage, and they're overrated.
At that
point. Overrated garbage.
At that point, they were.
No, yes. When they brought in the Million Dollar Man, overrated garbage. Fuck you, I'll fight you. How do you like them apples?
You're going to fight me?
I'll fight anyone that wants to argue with me. Yeah, Jason needs that money.
Holy shit.
Him and Kevin can't walk.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Comedians with no legs. That's going to be the next show. Starring Kevin and Jason Signs.
Ding.
Get Kamal up there. He fucking did do a little ditty.
In your face.
Holy shit. Wow, WWE is now reporting that those four NXT superstars have been spotted backstage leading up to tonight's Monday Night Raw. So this could be huge.
Well, maybe they realize they don't have any talent like you were talking about earlier on the show. That they needed something to spice up Raw. There you go.
Yeah, Spice Girls. Everybody and a girl, spice up your life. Every boy and every girl, spice up your life.
Alrighty.
People of the world. Spice up your
every
life.
Every boy and every girl, spice up your life.
Oh.
La, 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 la. I thought we were harmonizing.
No?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know if I would ever stick my head up Bulls Mahoney's ass. Anyway, continue.
That'd be awkward since
That'd
he's...
be fucking really weird. Since he's oh, I wonder if his dick is hard.
No, he's been dead for a long time.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's okay. Spice up your life, Tony.
You ain't got no legs.
You see they're bringing WWE Confidential to the WWE Network?
Yes, I did see that.
I think it just started today.
Yes, it did. WWE Confidential aired after Velocity on Saturday nights. I believe that's what it was.
I don't ever remember watching it.
Yes, it aired on Spike TV between 2002 and 2004. And it's known for breaking some behind-the-scenes stories, things that you wouldn't find on other WWE programming. Such as, did you know that Confidential was where Shawn Michaels admitted for the first time that he was involved in the Montreal Screwjob? After saying for years up to that point that he had nothing to do with it, didn't know about it, had no involvement in it. They also covered the death of Miss Elizabeth, and they also covered when Stone Cold Steve Austin took his ball and went home.
No, what?
For real, yo? Bickety bam. Fucking A, right?
All
right.
I don't think I ever watched this show.
Yeah, it was hosted by Mean Gene, and it was supposed to be a more in-depth look at the stories behind the scenes in WWE, and it ran for a long time.
Fuck it.
That's right, Mean
Gene. I'm excited to check that out.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff.
WWE's bringing the Royal Rumble to Houston next year, 2020. They announced that last night.
Great.
So that'll be cool. If that's what you're into.
I'm into the pro wrestling.
I got some Impact news for you.
Ooh.
Eddie Edwards signed a new contract with Impact Wrestling.
I thought he was crazy.
He is crazy, but he also signed a new long-term deal.
Crazy like a
Fox.
Pay-per-view needed more of her. Yesterday.
Right? I agree. More Fox. Kevin's favorite woman wrestler, Kelly Klein, lost her Women of Honor World Championship to Mayu Awatani.
More Japanese people.
Ring of Honor's Bound by Honor show that took place last weekend also featured an awesome match with PCO and Mark Briscoe. And the Kingdom beat Jay Lethal and company. Jonathan Gresham, I think, was in the match.
Yes.
But that set up our Ring of Honor 17th anniversary show. Jay Lethal against Matt Taven has already been announced.
Yes.
Lethal destroyed Matt Taven's beautiful purple belt.
I saw that footage.
Which was a little upsetting, to be perfectly honest with
you. But it's kind of strange because Jay Lethal's a face, no?
Yes.
That's kind of a heel thing to do, is it not?
Well, not when you run around and you keep telling everyone you're the real Ring of Honor world champion.
Okay.
Why?
No, I'm just guessing you along. Keep going.
Okay, so that match has been announced as the main event for the Ring of Honor 17th anniversary pay-per-view show taking place Friday, March 15th in Las Vegas, Nevada at Sam's Town. And they also announced that Bandido will be taking on Roosh, well as Villain Enterprise challenging the Briscoes for the tag title. So the Ring of Honor 17th anniversary show is shaping up to be a good show. I am very excited for that because I'm a Ring of Honor mark. So I enjoy those things. A little sad news in the world of professional wrestling.
Yeah, this was a bummer. I mean, look, as we get older, some of the stars that we remember from our childhood are inevitably going to pass away. But it's still a bummer. This was pretty big news.
Yeah, Pedro Morales passed away at 76 years old. Last week marked the 48th anniversary of him beating Ivan Koloff at Madison Square Garden to win the title. He was the first Triple Crown champion in the company's history, winning the World Heavyweight title, the Intercontinental Championship, and the Tag Team titles during his time with the promotion.
And the funny thing was, for that title match, he was the United States champion. I don't know what lineage that U.S. title had, but I'd have to do some research on that. But it always comes up as like just a strange point that Pedro was wearing a United States title into the ring going into battle against Ivan Koloff that night. But huge star, especially in New York, to the Puerto Rican community and to the Latino community in general.
He was like a placeholder when Bruno went away for a little while, right?
Yeah, but it was a long placeholder. He held the title
for like 2 years, right?
I think a little
71
longer than
to 73?
Something like that, yeah.
He lost to Stan Stasiak.
Yes. He fell to the dreaded heart punch.
Fucking heart punch, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a rough move to take, bro.
He and your boy Bruno headlined the first WWF showdown at Shea Stadium in 1972. They wrestled to a draw.
Yeah.
That must have been real fucking exciting.
75 minutes. 75
Oh, God.
Minutes.
I'd rather get fucking punched in the dick by a midget for 75 minutes. Fucking boring wrestling.
We can make that happen. Would you do an entire episode of the show just getting punched in the dick by a midget?
Like really hard or like...
Like Speedbag style?
I think like two shots and I'd be done.
Yeah, but it'd be funny because then we keep making you get up to take the next one.
I don't know if I would though. I mean, I'd probably kick a midget right in the fucking face after like two punches.
What if we could get Hornswoggle here to punch you in the balls for 5 minutes?
That's a lot of money.
All right, 30 seconds. Just rapid fire.
No, still, it's a lot of money to pay him to get here.
I think we could work something out.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe.
To be a bold...
I think next time Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder come by the studio, we could figure something out.
Oh, they'll be at fucking, what, they're doing something with Sam next week, right?
Yeah, they picked the wrong horse to back in that fight.
Wednesday night?
Fucking retards.
Wow. Seems a bit much.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want entertainment value, you don't book Sam Roberts, you book the Shining Wizards.
All right, Shining Wizards Kevin should be opening for them.
Shining Wizards Kevin should be working that. He should be convincing
right,
them.
He should be at Caroline's doing the... He should be the fucking MC.
He can't even walk.
Reach out. They have fucking wheelchair access there. Of course, City. Reach out to fucking Brian Myers.
Yes, and Mark Core.
No, Matt.
Matt Cardona.
Matt.
Right? Cardona?
Matt.
Yes. Matt. Matt.
Matt. I am Matt.
I am Matt.
I am Matt. How are we doing on time, buddy?
We got a few minutes yet. Let me take a look.
I do want to send a shout out to our guest and friend, Dave LaGreca.
Yes.
Repping that Shining Wizard shirt for his WrestleMania gimmick thing that he does where he wears a t-shirt every day up until WrestleMania.
That would have been a nice going home.
We are the first podcast featured in the Dave LaGreca WrestleMania t-shirt thing. So
correct.
That's pretty awesome.
It was. That was
and
pretty
Dave
cool.
And Dave was featured in the opening to the Mark Henry special that they showed last night on the Elimination
I haven't
Chamber.
Checked it out yet. Was it any good?
I watched like the first 15 minutes today. It was on in the background. I was doing show press.
Somebody
so.
Gonna get the heads.
I'll probably end up watching it tonight, maybe after Raw.
Yeah, Raw seems like it's going to be interesting after all tonight.
I am excited to watch Monday Night Raw tonight.
Yes, indeedy.
I'll probably fall asleep to it, though, because I'm old.
What else we got?
I think that's really it, man. We talked about Ring of Honor. We talked about Pedro Morales.
Yeah, and we covered all the news
all
and notices
the wrestling,
that I had.
New Japan Pro Wrestling, Underwear Taker, Eddie Edwards and Impact.
Seymour.
Championship changes.
Da-da-dee-da-da.
That's I think that's it. Tony.
You got going home music?
I could play some going home music.
Cool, because you stole one of my going home. Well, you stole my going home earlier, but I managed to pull up another one.
I stole your going home.
Yes, you did.
Let's see. What would be fun music to listen to?
Ooh, that was a gurgly one.
Oh, really?
China's going in the Hall of Fame.
She is. People are excited.
Nothing beat fucking, what the hell's her name, before she died, Nicole Bass. Hey, what did you think about China?
She was a cunt.
That's really? Not very friendly.
Thanks. No, not family friendly at all. This is creepy fucking going home music.
It's Brian Pillman's theme song.
That's why it's creepy. All right, I guess we're going home.
Let's do it.
We talked about Billy Gunn earlier in the show. Here's something that I may not have realized at first. He's working as a producer for All Elite Wrestling.
Yes.
How's that going to jive with his Hall of Fame induction? That's going to be a little awkward, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, he was recently interviewed by Wrestling Inc., and he talked about Goldberg and Batista possibly coming in to All Elite Wrestling, and he said, do they need to mix it up with the talent? No, but by name recognition alone, they definitely belong in the company. So there you go. Billy Gunn chiming in. I'm bringing in Batista and Goldberg. There's been rumors about it, but Billy didn't exactly confirm or deny anything. Matt?
All right.
I'm sorry. Right. It's a shitty going home this week.
Yeah, I didn't really have a going home to begin with, but it's interesting to note that Joe Hendry... formerly of Impact Wrestling, is now a free agent, and he is free to go wherever he would like. So I'm sure you'll see tons of him at WrestleMania weekend, along with Davey Boy Smith Jr., who was just announced for Josh Barnett's Bloodsport in Jersey City Thursday of WrestleMania weekend. Probably the worst going home I've had, because Kevin's not here.
Yes,
I completely forgot about going home, and I'm not even kidding.
Wasn't there a list of people who? Who went down and signed up for the Performance Center or appeared at the Performance Center recently? Like Sam Shaw was down there.
Oh, Sam. Yes, there was. I missed that in my news and notes.
Yeah, me too. And I can't remember who the fuck was
Sam
down there.
Sam Shaw, ACH, Rachel Ellering.
Yes.
I think that was it. I mean, there was a couple other, but I think
there was some big dude from like Australia too.
Yeah,
wasn't
but I don't know who that is.
Johnny Fuck 'em All.
Oh,
Johnny Fuck 'em All.
Johnny Fuck 'em All.
There you go,
my man.
I think that's it.
That's it, man. We're the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Once again, thank you for taking a couple hours out of your busy schedule to listen to us. If you enjoy us, leave us a review on iTunes. Give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com.
Facebook.com/
Wizards Podcast. At Wizards Podcast on Twitter. Give us a follow. ProWrestlingTees.com / Shining Wizards. Buy a t-shirt before Wednesday. Hit the code PREZ at checkout and save 20%. Follow us on Instagram at Wizards Podcast. Thank you guys for listening to us. Tony, anything before we go home?
Just hopefully we'll be back on a normal schedule next week.
Probably not.
Well, I don't know, but thanks for sticking for us through the crazies.
I can speak for myself. It won't be me. I don't think so.
Well, hopefully my two legs and Kevin's one leg will be here next week at least.
Yeah, buddy.
Good night, all.
See you.